Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a quick detour from soufflés and silicon to talk about something pretty serious. Young people, socializing, and mental health. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a thought provoker.
I'm intrigued. It seems like everyone's glued to their phones these days. Is that really such a bad thing? I mean, haven't we always worried about the kids these days?
That's the classic generational argument, isn't it? But this article from the Financial Times presents some pretty compelling data. It points to a real decline in in-person socializing among young people, like a significant drop in those regularly meeting up with friends or family. 1 in 4 young people in Europe don't even socialize once a week. That's kind of wild.
Whoa, 1 in 4, that's a huge number. But does less socializing really equal worse mental health? Correlation doesn't equal causation, right?
Right. But the article highlights studies showing a strong link between time spent alone and lower life satisfaction, even increased mortality. Plus, the trends in time spent alone almost perfectly mirror trends in mental distress among young adults, specifically. It's hard to ignore that.
So you're saying it's not just that young people feel more lonely, they're objectively spending more time alone? Got it. But why are they isolating themselves? Is it just smartphones and social media?
The article definitely points a finger at hyper-engaging social media and short-form video. Apparently, those activities are rated as the least meaningful by the very people spending hours on them. It's a real catch-22, you know?
A self-aware tragedy. That's heavy, but I'm a little skeptical. Isn't it possible these surveys and studies are just capturing a temporary trend? Maybe things will swing back the other way.
Maybe. I mean, the loneliness epidemic part is still debated, and some argue increased mental health diagnoses are just catching cases that were previously missed. But the drop in real-world socializing seems pretty concrete. I think the author's analogy of a frog in slowly boiling water is spot on. The change might be subtle day-to-day, but the long-term effects could be scalding.
So what's the takeaway here? Should we all just throw our phones in the ocean and join a knitting circle?
Not necessarily, but it definitely highlights the importance of real-world connection. Putting down the phone and engaging with people face-to-face, even if it's just for a little while, can have a hugely positive impact on our well-being. Food for thought, right?
Absolutely, and maybe some actual food too. Until next time, folks.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, real-world connections are key. This is Nutty signing off, wishing you all a wonderful week filled with good company, great conversations, and maybe even better food. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.